Now, was that all during the 80s, or is that from
76
on?
Well, 76 on, 76 on. But it led, it was the first real, honest attempt by both sides to do, to make measurements on nuclear explosions that could be used for verification purposes. So you know, the idea of how one made those measurements, technically made those measurements, began with the Peaceful Nuclear Explosives Treaty. Mm-hmm. And then when we got into the late 80s, and when the president and the world really wanted a comprehensive test ban treaty, because of the PNET experiences, you couldn't just walk away. You couldn't say we can't do it, because we had shown that there were technologies. And so we began to look at how you could verify that someone had done a nuclear test. And it was, the question was different here, because, you know, I won't remember the numbers now, but there are hundreds of earthquakes around the globe each day, and there are thousands of high explosive blasts each day, in principally associated with mining in almost every country around the globe, and some of the places are huge, and so those explosions in open pits, for example, in Nevada, send a seismic signal that goes around the globe. Well, now, how do you differentiate between the seismic signal from a gold mine in Carlin, Nevada, mm-hmm. and a test at the Nevada test site? That's tough. That's very tough. And so finally, the scientists and the diplomats got down to saying, well, we need to make close-in measurements. We have to be right there. And that raised then this issue of intrusiveness. And that's when the first discussions about, what's the technique, the yield measurement technique that we
Cortex?
Cortex. That's when the first discussions about Cortex really came up.